The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Before I begin with the main message today, let me address what is happening in California, okay? Since this is a program assigned to be a prophetic voice in our time, I need to address it. As I addressed it last Sunday, if you are watching via live stream last Sunday, you have heard about this. But for those of you that are not, I need to address it by the word of the Lord, okay? The fire in California is not a judgment from God. When God judges his people or nation or a city or a state like California, for example, it is his last resort. God will send prophets over and over again to warn the people, okay? We serve a loving and a merciful God and not an angry God. He's slow to anger. California, its majority of the people, I'm not saying all of them because we have brothers and sisters there that are strong Christians. So majority or many of the residents of California, political leaders, they have chosen to replace God with other gods. They push him away, and it opened a crack or an open door for Satan to come in, okay? And the second part of what is happening is they are harvesting from the political leaders that they have elected. The political leaders' priority, mismanagement, and a lot of times incompetence, political correctness, this is what they're harvesting, okay? Remember, the word of God is very clear. When righteous people are in authority, the people of God rejoices. This attack, I repeat, is not a judgment from God. This is attack from Satan. And also a part of the harvest for California. Let me read John chapter 10, verses 9 through 11 in the Passion Translation, okay? This is what's happening. I am the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance and more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow. That is a characteristic of our God. And remember in Ezekiel 33:11, he said, "As surely as I live, declares the Lord, I do not rejoice in the punishment of the wicked, but rather that they repent and live." Okay? John 10:10 is very clear. Satan comes to rob, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And the destruction of what is happening in California is Satan's, not God. It is not God's ways of doing things. Do you hear me? Okay. We do not blame on what is happening to God. It is the harvest that the residents of Southern California are harvesting by their choice of their political leaders. Who is going to manage? Who's going to protect them? Who is going to be their leader? They're the one who made that choice, okay? And it was very clear. And many, especially even in those arts and entertainment, are so open in declaring that Southern California is a godless city, and they push God away. Okay. So I just wanted to clarify that. Please don't blame God for what is happening. It is not his style, okay? And what I believe that will come out of this is the replacement of political leaders, the moving of the arts and entertainment away from California to Texas and other parts of this country, primarily Texas. And as you have been watching the news, there were miracles, and the attitude of the spiritual leaders in which their church building have been burned, completely burned, that they're going to rebuild because their hope is in Christ Jesus. And God is going to honor that because they're giving him glory in spite of all of what is happening. And many spiritual leaders focus in ministering to the people of God instead of whining and complaining and bemoaning the loss of properties. Those can be replaced. So as a result of this, there will be a great move of God in California. It already started, but now as the flame, as the fire was carried on by winds, this revival and the move of God will be carried by spiritual winds, and it will cover the entire state. Okay? That is the plan of God. That is the perfect will of God. And that is the plan of God for 2025 for this country, including California. We are not going to give up any territories that we think that we are overrun by wickedness. We are not going to give up a single territory to Satan, period. Okay? Okay. So a few days after the inauguration of President Trump, me and Joshua will be on our way to the Philippines to hold the first prophetic gathering of the saints in that country. We will also hold a discipleship amongst leaders, business leaders, and the pastors in that area. And we're going to hold the annual meeting and training for all the Freedom Fellowship Church delegates in the country. Okay, they've been wanting and they've been praying for me to hold this conference in December or even early part of this year. I said no, and I told them that I need to stay here in the country to pray and to continue to pray and intercede for United States of America from election of President Trump all the way through his inauguration, because it is a spiritual warfare, okay? When the Holy Spirit showed me in 2023 on some of the serious not good things that are planned by Satan and wicked people, wicked politicians concerning this country and concerning President Trump, we went into a full prayer mode and intercession. So, after the inauguration, which will be early next week, then me and Joshua are off to the Philippines to obey God and to hold the first prophetic gathering of the saints in the country, and at the same time train the people how to focus their prayers in praying for the country and how to engage in spiritual warfare and calling those things as though they were. God is faithful, and there are lots of assignments against our country that did not come to pass because we obey God, okay? And many of Christians got engaged, and we obey God. I am very grateful that we serve a faithful God, a merciful God. We will still going to have challenges, but the victory has been handed to us. And remember what God had me released. Even those wicked people, corrupt politicians, we call it deep state, those that are in the arts and entertainment, even if they pull all their resources or combine all their resources together, their know-how, their influence, they will not be able to stop or slow down this great move of God. okay? Keep that in mind, so don't lose hope and at the same time focus on Him. We need to be faithful in every area of our lives, okay? Whatever, wherever you're at right now, that's where God placed you. And you're going to do good. You're going to pray for the people. You're going to pray for those people within your sphere of influence. If you are an employee, you pray for that company to line up instead of complaining and complaining. That is your assignment, and we need to be faithful, okay? Amen. So this mission in the Philippines is going to be very unique, but I'm excited. Me and Joshua are preparing that this will bring many people to mature and to stand and fight for their country and take territories in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I am expecting many great things to happen, okay? I formed some prayer team in the Philippines. And they started praying for their country and they followed my instruction since May of last year. And Philippines, in the name of Jesus, is going to turn around towards righteousness. And corruption in the country will be uprooted. Amen? Too much corruption. It will be uprooted. But you know, if you read the Word of God, it will take the office of a prophet, meaning the spirit of prophecy, remember, is the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything points towards Him, Revelation 19:10. So it will take the office of a prophet working with the apostles in the country to uproot that corruption. Jeremiah 1:10, it says, "Today I appoint you to be a prophet over nations and kingdoms, to tear down, to uproot, to destroy, to overthrow, and then to build and to plant." So we are in the uprooting and the planting season at the same time, okay? And are going there too. It's not too late for you if the Lord is leading you to sow a seed. You still can sow a seed. We have bills to pay, you know. It is our obedience to the Great Commission. It will be a seed for the state of Texas, for United States of America, and for our children and children's children. It is a great seed. Amen? Okay, now, with the main topic today, remember we are reminded at the beginning of this year that we need to follow the instruction from the Lord to the letter when it comes to the prophecy, to your personal prophecy, to the body of Christ here, and to the country, okay? We have to be faithful to whatever God has entrusted to us, okay? What was entrusted to us now is a great move of God, okay? Salvation of our families and the transfer of wealth and influence, among other things, okay? But we have to be faithful in whatever we are entrusted now. You don't look away, you don't wish away, and you don't make a move, not unless the Holy Spirit tells you. And you have to know, and we know the litmus test for that. God gets all the glory. It will benefit God's people, and it will benefit you as well, not just you benefiting from it, okay? In Numbers chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, he said, "Listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house." See that? "With him I speak face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So when you obey God, when you're faithful, God will speak to you face to face. Not in dreams, not in visions, but you will hear his voice clearly. Okay? And this is not just a one-time deal. It's an everyday deal if you focus on Him. Okay? Okay, concerning the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ, He's the example that we have to follow. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 2. He, meaning Jesus, was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. You and I have to be faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? He's the one who appointed us. He is our Lord, and He's the one who purchased us by His blood and reconciled us with God the Father. Every aspect of you being a Christian, not just preaching on the pulpit, okay? We have to be faithful, not just in finances. I remember what God says. It is the Lord Jesus who actually addresses everything in every aspect of our life, including wealth management, including faithfulness. In Luke chapter 16, starting with verse 10 all the way through 12, let me read from Passion Translation, okay? Remember, this is one of our instructions for 2025, okay? Verse 10, Luke chapter 16, starting with verse 10 all the way through 12. The one who faithfully manages the little he has been given will be promoted and trusted with greater responsibilities. But those who cheat with the little things they have been given will not be considered trustworthy to receive more. If you have not handled the riches of this world with integrity, why should you be trusted with the eternal treasures of the spiritual world? And if you have not proven yourself faithful with what belongs to another, why should you be given wealth of your own? Okay, I want you to meditate on that. Wherever you are at, whatever was given to you, stop complaining. Thank God for it. Take care of it. Be faithful. And be consistent in walking and working with integrity. And God is watching. He does not play favorites. He is holy. He is fair. Okay? And if you are an employee working for somebody, the verse 12 is applied to you. If you have not been proven trustworthy with other people's property, who's going to give you a property of your own? We have to be very mindful of that. Instead of grumbling and complaining, like other employees, set a good example by praying for that company. Pray for your boss. Pray for your coworkers. And pray for them to succeed. And let's see what happened. When the financial institutions where I'm working for were having a problem and the government took over, I was crying to the Lord because I have a house that has not been paid in full and I need to make a living. But so I asked the Lord and said, Lord, where shall I go? Where do you want me to apply for a job? Because now everybody's looking for a job on the same trade. And the Holy Spirit told me, Christina, focus in helping your employees to get promotion and to find a job. You pray for them. And by the way, and said, you are going to India on a mission trip. It doesn't make any sense. First of all, I need the money. I don't need to spend thousands of dollars to go on a mission trip to India. I might not have a job when I get back. But the Lord's instruction was very clear. So I called for a meeting of my staff. I helped them. I called and I wrote recommendation letter and the things that they need to work on other companies. I explained it to them. And you know what? They all got increase in salaries or they got promoted. All of them, my dear brothers and sisters, because I obeyed God. Okay? So now I have a second issue I need about $5,000 to go to India to pay for the plane tickets and hotels. And the Lord provided for that. They release our profit sharing. And those should not be released, but God made sure that they got released before my trip. The third dilemma is, while all of these things are going on, I need to apply for a leave, about 3 weeks to go to India. Unbeknownst to me, because I obeyed God, God already worked it out for me. The company who's taking over, the finance institution, they were looking for me. They make sure that I stayed. I got the biggest salary increase, and they told me, as long as you come back, we're going to grant you that 3 weeks vacation with pay. And you know what? One of my supervisor, the new supervisor, even gave me $100 for the trip. See that? All you need to do is to believe and trust God that He has your back. You don't have to beg. You don't need to be concerned. If you are calling on the name of the Lord, and He is your Lord and Savior, He has your back. All you need to do is to obey the instruction. And usually, when there are challenges like that, God's instruction to you is not practical. You know why? Because He wants you to step out of faith. He wants you to trust Him more. He wants you to obey. And the result is always wonderful because we serve a very loving God. And remember, many of the people have been prophesying big, big ministries. Oh, if the Lord is not going to judge the United States of America, He has to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And many books have written about the judgment of God. But when God did not send them, they will prove them wrong, okay? Now, because of God's faithfulness and the seed of Christians and those and the founding fathers of this country, God remembered all those seeds. And we are here to benefit it, that we can leave this world a better place, this country a better place for our children and our children's children. Isn't that exciting more than thinking about, Lord, I want this and I want that? You know, then after the Lord will give that to us, then we want another one. But you know what? If we serve God, before we even ask Him, He's already sending the answer or what we need on the way. We may stumble along the way, but He is faithful. You have to remember that. And Continue to pray for our country, and you need to get plugged in. You need to get plugged in, body of Christ, because we're entering a season where we'd never been before. And the old skin, the old revelation will not come. It has to be fresh every morning, and you need to really plugged in. Get plugged in, okay? And you need to obey God. Amen. So I'm running out of time. You can join us in our live streaming by going to sogmi.org and click live stream. It's Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. God bless you for tuning in. And thank you for praying. And if the Lord is leading you to sow a seed for this ministry, or for this Philippine mission, you can go to our website and click donate. Just put a memo to it, whether it's for the Philippines or whether for SAGMI in general. And I am looking forward in giving you praise reports on what God is doing and what God has started in the Philippines through this ministry, which is a seed for our country. So God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.